This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, Day-Day's dedication to this show is second to none. Carl's off today. He'll be back to work with us Monday. Don't forget, a very special Monday edition, a very special edition of Dukes and Bell. We're going to be working with Randy Mack, and always love working with Randy. And we'll have some fun over at Signia, as we mentioned, at the Nest, fourth floor. So, you know, whether you're, I know it's early to get your tailgating started, or maybe you're just playing hooky on Monday, come have some brunch. I'm thinking Bloody Marys, man. And we'll get things rolling at 11 and talk Falcons, and also the big weekend stories like the Auburn-Georgia game. We're going to talk to Mark Schlabaugh coming up at 3:20, so stay tuned for that. But I mentioned Day-Day to start the show. He's off today because he's got duties tonight with the high school football scoreboard show. And here he is. A man came in. So I told him to take the day off, man. We did our pre-show. And by the way, we got a lot of stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff. We now have this new, what did Knox say we have to call the thing now? I used to call it the Dukes and Bell pre-show show. I like that. That was elegant, simple, kind of fun.
Behind the curtain?
Now it's Behind the Curtain with Dukes and Bell. And today, Behind the Curtain, you get to see my signal drop for about 30 seconds, and then it came back on because my Wi-Fi sucks at home. But we got through. We soldiered through. But no, Day-Day was on, and we talked about it. It's on Twitch. It's on YouTube. And we were like, come on, Day-Day, take the day off. But he's coming in because he's dedicated. He'll give us the pick segment. He is the leader in the clubhouse right now with our picks, the only man over 500. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it's time to talk some foosball. It's a little 4th-and-1. And it's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. You know, we know that the competition committee wants to kill the tush push. And I've always said, Abe, it's un-American when a coach or a team comes up with something that you can't stop. And, you know, build a better mousetrap. You go and stop it. But if you're not doing it legally, then you've got to call it. The refs now, this is twice it's been documented, they're offsides. And they're jumping offsides. It's glaringly obvious, but the line judge apparently is not calling it. This thing is going to go away. And I think last night when you run it as many times, was it 4 in a row? Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, and it's, for me, it's less about whether you can run it legally and more, it's not on them to run it legally or illegally. It's on the officials to call it properly.
Right.
If it cannot be officiated, and I think that's going to be where the discussion is, can it be officiated properly? And if not, they will make the rule change, whatever it may be.
But if you're calling it the right way, I've never seen them, when they have that eye in the sky, you know, it always looked like they did it legally. Now this year, they're cheating.
That's the thing that doesn't make sense to me, Mike. And again, maybe it comes down to Jason Kelce and some of the line changes they have. I don't remember ever having a discussion of these guys are running this play and they are false starting on this play. Mm. We saw it, I don't know how many times, I think it was back in week 2 when they were on national TV, whatever it was, and I'm like, they're jumping 3 out of the 5 times they ran this play, and then again, obviously last night. If it can't be officiated, if they cannot penalize it properly, they may have to get rid of it. I just don't remember it being an issue, and all of the sudden, and maybe, Mike, is there a directive from the NFL? A little hush-hush directive to say, hey, Let's make sure everyone knows that this play is being run improperly.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it just if you simply call them offsides, now they're moving 5 yards back
and you can't run it.
And now they're not running it. So it doesn't make it. Well, a lot of things about the NFL that don't make sense, but how the game is being called. Jackson Dart, man, 17 to 25, 195 and a touchdown, but making moves with his legs. Scored on a running touchdown, 20-yard scamper, 58 yards altogether, and Giants fans are feeling like, "Hey, this is the guy." I heard last night Herb Street saying it's amazing how, you know, one guy, yes, it is the most important position, but one guy can change seemingly the fortunes of a franchise, which, again, has had an 8-game losing streak in the division, which is nuts. Last night, I thought the Eagles were going to get right. I thought this is the game. They get it in A.J. Brown's hands. Now we find out A.J. Brown, who is – we got to categorize him. If not diva, it's like, what is it about wide receiver? And it makes you feel so good about Drake London. He's not a diva.
Right.
He doesn't complain. He could bellyache about a contract. He doesn't. He's just putting his head down doing the work. Only thing we had to deal with was a hamstring, and that's obviously just part of the game. But you hear now the media says, "Hey, how about that meeting you guys had?" He goes, "What meeting?" Well, everyone saw the meeting. You was Saquon and Jalen Hurts, and you were talking, and now he says, "No, I don't know." No, he's not even acknowledging that there's some kind of confab between the three biggest players
on
the team.
It's just like, why are you trying to play around with words, right? Because he admitted today later, it's like, "Oh, yeah, we had a talk. Oh, I just don't consider that a meeting." It's like, dude, you knew what we were talking about. What are we doing
here? Yeah, now we're going to – it's the semantics bowl with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Either way, A.J. Brown – last night, did you get him involved? What was it like? Was this the big – no, 6 for 80. So, yes, he did have 6 receptions, 9 targets. Unfortunately, it was Devontae Smith, wide open, well-designed play. And whether he just gets twisted on his route, Jalen Hurts put the ball. So that's, I guess, a look at the film and figure out who to blame. But immediately in Philly, they always blame Jalen Hurts. I thought, you know, it was on the wide receiver. Wandale Robinson, the only real weapon down the field the Giants have, he scores, had 84 yards. But the big story for Big Blue, Cam Scataboo, who's got a hot girlfriend, shocking, and then later taking his shirt off, him and Jackson Dart posing for the photo. But a lot of folks feeling when Jackson Dart got knocked out of the game, well, the doctor that signed off on him getting back in the game, was that really the protocol?
Independent neurophysician or whatever the...
Players Association's taking a look at it.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the least surprising thing about it, right? I mean, Daboll sees one pass from Russ Wilson and pops his own. He leaves the field. He goes into the tent. He doesn't care what's happening in game. He's like, "Hey, we got to get this guy back out here. What's going on here?" I don't know if they just speed run through their concussion test or how long it's supposed to take. But, there are some questions being raised. Look, the good news is here, Mike, nothing else happened after that. The worst situation would be you get him approved or passed. He takes another hit. And now you're dealing with some sort of nonsense to a situation.
Right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's still scary. You got to remember how big, fast, strong these guys are.
Right.
Glad he worked out, but boy, that's a sore sight for Giants to know everything has to be in the hands of Jackson Dart. Russell Wilson can't do nothing no more.
It's a Haynes King, like for the NFL. You know how Georgia Tech approaches their offense, but this guy is a one man gang. Charismatic, fun. The crowd's loving it. But yeah, the NFL will take a look at this because you said it. Daboll's like, reminded me of Coach Peterson in high school to our buddy Richie Camerata when we played Roosevelt High School, Eddie Murphy's High School. We had already locked up the division, and they were saving me and Bartolucci and LaRocca for the playoffs. So Richie had to pitch. And Richie's like, oh, my arm, because he'd been playing money for stickball.
Oh, my arm. He'd
been
broken.
He literally was doing Rodney Dangerfield, and he'd been playing stickball that day for money at another high school. And word got back to Coach Peterson, who looked like Hulk Hogan with black hair. He listens to the show every once in a while. Anyway, so Peterson goes, Camerata, you're going to stay out there until your arm is a bloody stump. Which is, you know when you sign your yearbook and there's like the inside jokes from, you know, that
right,
year?
Right.
That year, until your arm is a bloody stump. And that's always been the mantra. Every time we get together, Richie's got a bunch of restaurants in New York, but it's always, that's the run. He looks like Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy. Picture that in a baseball uniform. That was Richie. Kind of like a comic relief. But anyway, I digress. That's what Daboll was saying. Russell, get out of there. I don't know what, who are you? I'm Jackson Dart. Where are you? I'm in Gotham. Close enough.
Good enough. Good
and
enough.
Technically, New York is, so they got him back out there.
That's right.
So he gets in, gets the job done. Bengals, meanwhile, get Joe Flacco starting this week. Second start against the Packers, but now Jamar Chase's status is up in the air. Apparently, he's got an illness, and I'm not sure if that's a stomach illness or whatever. He's going to get some fluids. You got, of course, until Sunday to go. But for you fantasy owners, keep an eye on it. Jamar Chase might not be 100.
Yeah, he's not going to be 100 at any point this year with the quarterback play that they're about to get. I mean, it's not like you would bench him in fantasy, maybe this week, like you said, but like, what are they doing, man? Like, Flacco's not saving the season.
Well, they didn't.
The season's lost again.
I haven't found anything that was concrete that said there was a conversation between the Bengals and the Falcons. And perhaps Kirk Cousins, the Falcons are sticking to their guns, or they say, look, we pay for this insurance policy.
Yeah.
It's an expensive one. We'll just hold on to it.
Well, I did see they specifically were not reaching out to the Giants about Russ or Jameis.
Right.
So it would make sense that they didn't reach out to the Falcons either.
Jameis would have been like Fitzpatrick. You get a bounce for that, maybe two or three games, but he goes back to being what he is. Flacco at this stage, I mean, that offensive line, I saw some memes where they had it was Sean Penn and Dead Man Walking. Flacco realizing he's gone from a bad offensive line to a worse one.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, Flacco will be better than Browning because he gets rid of the ball quick. I was like, he can't move.
Yeah.
Like a sleeper sofa. This is just a lost season. Right. The question for me, Mike, is when do T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson start talking about being moved? Because based on their contracts, that's probably the next. This is a totally lost season. I don't see a way in which they come back, Joe Burrow, in December. This team is still in it, and he can get right quick and get them to the playoffs. That's if his timeline's even accurate.
Chiefs had a tough loss to the Jaguars. Speaking of the refs getting involved, my God, Jags. I know there's a lot of penalty yards on the Chiefs, and the refs still screwed up two major possessions in that one. Xavier Worthy didn't practice yesterday, and it doesn't sound like he's at risk of missing the game against the Lions. Andy Reid today at his press conference saying that they think he'll be good to go. Worthy to be able to play without limitations. So if you're a fantasy owner, see where that goes. Chiefs don't pass the eye test this year.
No, and I know we're going to talk with Mark Schlabach. It's a little bit like Georgia to me, where you look at them and you feel them out, and I just don't know if I'm scared of them anymore. Like that's how I feel about the Chiefs. And look, their schedule's been a juggernaut, right? They got to deal with a lot of good teams. They look good against the Ravens, but we've seen what the Ravens maybe are defensively. It's a nightmare. I'm with you, Mike. I'm not buying it with the Chiefs right now. And maybe it's one of those things where they can get healthy, get hot. They'll get Rashe Rice back at some point here in the next week. And maybe the offense takes off in the playoffs. Maybe they can do something if they can get there. They don't scare me right now.
We're going to get the latest on Buffalo, by the way. Sal Capaccio is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Does sidelines for the Bills. We'll see what's going on, you know, with who's banged up and who's going to play for them. We do find out that A.J. Terrell, his own words, feels he's 100%. Matt Milano tried to play and made it worse. So he's now probably out at linebacker. But we'll get the latest on Buffalo coming up. The other big games this weekend, divisional battle with the Browns and the Steelers. They finally sign off. And Stefanski says, yes, Shedeur Sanders is my number two behind Dylan Gabriel.
It's interesting because Dylan Gabriel's got a little bit of Jackson Dart to him. And I don't necessarily mean rallying the team to victory. I mean, he's probably going to get hurt and have to be out of the game for a play here or a play there. We've already seen it happen once or twice this season. He takes hits. And so I'm interested to see if in that case, Shedeur will get on the field and what happens.
49ers at the Bucks, by the way, and that's an interesting spread. 3.5 I love it at three. I think it's getting down to three. I think I might take it. But Baker Mayfield getting a lot of love for MVP. And it's funny, we played some of the sound from yesterday where, you know, he was characterized as basically Johnny Football. Like, he's a brat and he's immature. And we said it. There's a growth I mean, think of yourself at 21. Now, give yourself 15 to 25 million, you know, and where your head's going to be at. He matured. He's a leader. They love him in Tampa Bay. And every single season this guy's played football at the pro level, he's had a different offensive
coordinator. I was an early adopter, Mike. I was a very early adopter. And you got to remember, when I worked in Cleveland, I sold a lot of ties to Cleveland, still do. I was an early adopter of, like, man, Baker Mayfield's a dude. Someone's going to make a mistake here. Cleveland did. And Tampa's been a beneficiary, much to the Falcons' issue.
Hey, man, join 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game. That'll be Monday night, guys, for the Falcons flyover. Is that Chris, guys? Who's doing the flyover this week? Chris will have the duties. Hey, it's Turtle, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons game all season long on 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. Mark Schlabo had a great article going down memory lane with Georgia and Auburn. We'll talk college football. And what does he think about a very scary game for the Dogs on the Plains?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.